Shir Zezecher Nishmas, Avram Yaakov ben Aaron Eliezer, Tuvia Tzvi ben Chaim Zeva Cohen, Yitzchok ben Tzvi, Yitzchok Shlomo ben Moshe Leib, and Alexandra Chana Bas Tzvi Aaron. Yesterday we mentioned the Gemara Bava Kama, Pehei, and Brachas Dav Samach, with regard to the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, Verapo Yirapei, Mikan Shnitnu Vashus Rofe L'Rafos. Chazal said that a doctor has the authority, the right, the authorization to engage in medicine. I mentioned the tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer, who suggested that perhaps included in that heter of the Gemara, as it were, is the right of a doctor to engage in providing medical treatment even when he exposes himself in the process to potential sakana, as in the case of contagious disease. And we discussed in that context the Tshuvas Radvaz, who writes with regard to whether one is allowed to put himself in potential sakana to try and save one from certain sakana. And Radvaz writes that when there is one individual who is definitely in danger, and if I were to attempt to assist that person, I would be exposing myself to possible danger. I'm not obligated to do so, says the Radvaz. In the beginning, he says, Midas Chasidus, it's a Midas Chasidus. But at the end of the tshuva, he writes, you're not obligated, and if you do, Chasid Shota, you're being foolish for doing so. A little unclear exactly how he categorizes the approach to dealing with putting oneself in Suffolk Sakana when you are attempting to save someone from Vadai Sakana. In that context, the question was raised, what about kidney transplants? You want to donate a kidney to save someone from Vadai Sakana? Does that rise to the level of the donor putting himself in Suffolk Sakana? Or is it even negligible enough to say, not even Suffolk Sakana? Maybe Heter Gomer, maybe not even Chasid Shota, as the Radvaz would perhaps write with regard to Suffolk Sakana. So I came across a number of other fascinating shuvas. One in Rav Asher Weiss's Minchas Asher. This is in Chela Gimel, where he addresses, I guess at the time that he wrote this tshuva, medical personnel treating those stricken with Ebola, another contagious disease. And he also, in the context of that tshuva, addresses the question of kidney transplants, very fascinating analysis. And another tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer, this one in Chela Yud Beis, where he asks, what about when Tzahal is at war? And there is a soldier who is seriously injured, and he's lying out in the field, exposed. And the army medic, or fellow soldiers, are now tasked with running out into the open to assist that individual. They are putting themselves in sakana to assist someone who is in vada sakana. How does that play into this halachic analysis? So let's begin with the Tzitz Eliezer, that last question first. He has a fascinating suggestion. Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud Beis, Simen Nun Zayin, writes, in that case of a soldier injured in combat who is in Vade Sakana, other soldiers who now might put themselves at risk to rescue that individual, would you say that's a individual who is being called upon to put himself in Suffolk Sakana, and he can say, I'm not obligated? Can he say, it's a Chasid Shota, why should I expose myself to danger to save someone who's in Vade danger? So if I start with the Radvaz, I might think, listen, why should I be mechuyev put myself in Suffolk Sakana to save someone who's in Vade Sakana? But there's a problem. How can an army function under such guidelines? Do the same guidelines that apply to individuals in peacetime apply to an army where the whole nature of war is calling on an army to put themselves in danger? That's what war is all about. So Tzitz Eliezer writes, fascinating psak, he says, war is different. We don't follow the regular guidelines of sakanas nefashos, suffix sakana, when it comes to melchama. He says, after all, the Gemara in Shavuos tells us, daf lamed hem nebeis, that a government has the right to go to war, and in halacha we know there is what's called mechames reshus. Mechames mitzvah is when you're under attack, you're defending your territory, defending the Jewish people. Mechames reshus is a a war of choosing to go out into conquest and to conquer extra territory. How can anyone ever engage in Melchemes Rosh Hashanah? War by its very nature is putting lives in danger. How could Melchemes Rosh Hashanah ever be allowed? And yet such a concept exists. And the Gemara authorizes a Melchemes Rosh Hashanah. Apparently you see that when it comes to war, we don't follow the regular rules of Sakanas Nefashos, exposing oneself to Sakanas Nefashos, because there is a heter and allowance on a country, on a government, on an army to enter into battle. And the Chasam Sofer cites the Tzitz Eliezer in a tshuva, commenting on that Gemara in Shavuos Lamehem Beis, says this is Tikkun HaMedina, Tzor HaNagas. This is how a country functions. At times, war is a part of a country's functioning. And even though by doing so, you will inevitably expose soldiers to danger, but we don't say it's usher to go to war because of Suffolk Sakana. Again, obviously we're not encouraging frivolous battles, but if there's whatever reason a need to go to battle, we don't say, oh, it's usher because of Suffolk Sakana. And so on that basis, the Tzitz Eliezer writes, he says, so even if in general, when it comes to individuals in peacetime, we would say that you're not required to put yourself in Suffolk Sakana to save someone from Vadai Sakana, when it comes to an army at war, says Tzitz Eliezer, then that guideline would not apply. The soldier would have then the, perhaps even the obligation, as part of fighting the Muhammad, as part of fighting the battle, to do what is expected of him as a soldier in war, even if it means exposing himself to danger in the process. So writes the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud Beis Simen Nun Zayin. Mechama is different, he says. We don't follow those same guidelines as you would for individuals in peacetime. Rav Asher Weiss, in his tshuva, in Chelek Gimel Minchas Asher Simen Kuf Chaf Gimel, he begins by discussing not just the doctors treating those stricken with Ebola, but he actually speaks of the terrible massacre in the Har Nof Shul, B'nai Torah, 5 years ago or so, where one of the five victims was someone who was heroically fighting the Arab murderers, throwing chairs and tables at them, giving others in the shul precious time to escape. And he, sadly, was ultimately killed as a result. So Asher Weiss writes that some of his chaverim subsequently questioned that hero that was fighting these terrorists, was he allowed to put himself in harm's way to spear others when he, in fact, perhaps could have just turned himself and run out himself? Obviously, difficult question to even consider. And in the context of that tshuva, Rav Asher Weiss writes the following. He says, yes, there is a discussion in poskim whether one is allowed to put himself in suffek sakana to save one who is in vadai sakana. However, he writes the following chiddush. He says, that shayla we've been discussing, oneself entering into suffek sakana to spear one from vadai sakana, that's when you're dealing with one person trying to save another individual. But for an individual putting himself in danger to save the rabbim, to save a large number of people, that, says Rav Asher Weiss, one is permitted to do. Even if you assume that I'm a chassid shota for endangering myself unnecessarily to save one other person, but to help save the rabbim, that, he says, he thinks everyone agrees one has that option to do so. He says, if an individual chooses of his own free will to be most nefesh l'hatzalas harabim, that vada, he says, is mitzvah b'yado. And he then cites that same Tshuvas Chasam Sofer that Tzitz Eliezer cited about going to battle, going to war. The chayalim in battle are being Moshe Nefesh and endangering themselves for the sake of the Rabbim. That's mutar l'kuli alma. Everyone agrees that that's permissible. And Rav Asher Weiss extends that not just to soldiers fighting in the army, but he extends it to any emergency personnel, be it police officers, firefighters, medics, security, anyone who's volunteering, who's serving in such a tafkid, in such a role as to be potentially putting themselves in suffix sakana to spare others from vada sakana, they have that right as well. And Rav Asher Weiss writes, the same Svarad Chassam Sofer says about the soldiers in the army. That's how a Medina functions. You can't have a country function without people who are at times going to be called upon to put themselves in suffix sakana to save the Rabbim from vada sakana. That same idea applies to all of these emergency personnel who, yes, will be called upon at times to put themselves in potential sakana to save those who are in vada sakana, says that same heter applies. Remarkable, remarkable tshuva. And as I mentioned, he speaks also of the kidney donors who wish to donate a kidney to save someone from vada sakana. So here he writes the following. In the next tshuva, Simon Kufchav Gimel says as follows. He says, if you have one person in sakana, and for me to save him, I have to put myself into a similar type of sakana. Right? If I have to endanger my life to the point that it's almost as much in danger as this individual is, well then, chayach kodman, you have no right to put yourself in equal danger to save another individual who is in danger. Chayach kodman, your life takes priority. That's category number one. Category number two is, as we've said, putting yourself in suffix sakana to save someone from vadai sakana. So then, if I am going to put myself into a certain degree of risk, less than the individual who is already at risk, that we said, the Radvaz says, you're not mechuyev to, and perhaps even he discourages one from doing so. But what about if the amount of risk I take upon myself is so minimal, so small, it's almost negligible? Then Rav Asher Weiss writes, in that case, then you, l'chora, would be obligated to assist someone else. He says, "Kasher hasakana lematzel zenicha biyoser karav hadavar." He's just about willing to say, "Karav hadavar shechiyev gamerhu." He writes, if it's a negligible amount of sakana, I'm almost ready to say. He writes that it's almost like a chiyev. Then he writes the following. He says, when we're talking about, let's say, a bone marrow donation to save someone's life. So he writes, the sakana for the donor is kim'at non-existent. Again, I'm not familiar with the medical statistics. Vashar Weiss, I'm certain, is. He writes, the sakana for the donor of bone marrow is so negligible, he writes. He says, that he thinks is chiyev gamer. To give marrow to save someone else's life, chiyev gamer. What about a kidney? So he writes the following. He says, if I wasn't afraid of my chaverim, lule de mistafina mechavroi, hayalibi nota, shehayom chiyav gamerhu. Wow. He says he thinks he is inclined to say that to save someone else's life through a kidney donation, he says today he thinks it's chiyav gamer. He says because all the studies show that the danger for the donor is ketana ma'od v'kim'at zanicha. And the chances to save someone's life are gedola ma'od, he writes. So he says, certainly zemidas chasidus, and he's very encouraging of it, but he's just at that point of saying that he thinks that the danger to donor is so minimal and so negligible that he's almost ready to say it's a chiyav gamer. So remarkable, remarkable tshuva. So he doesn't even think it's a suffix sakana. He thinks it's less than that, much less than that. Kim'at willing to say that it's a chiyav gamer. So fascinating, fascinating chidushim halacha with regard to those either in the army or in emergency medical personnel or security personnel who are willing to put themselves in suffix sakana to save the rabbim from vada sakana when a country needs such individuals to function properly, that there's no question is permissible. When there is a person putting himself in suffix sakana to save one from vada sakana, that we find the Radvaz was clearly not requiring and was even discouraging. But if the sakana is so negligible, that's as of Asher Weiss, one might argue it's karav l'chiyev gomer, to save someone's life under those circumstances.